general pro.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm Susan Marinek, and I'm from the Leverett Historical Commission.
Hi, my name is Jameson, and I live in Leverett, and I go to Leverett Elementary School, and I'm in sixth grade.
My name is Skyler. I also go to Leverett sixth grade and live in Leverett.
I'm Amy Field. I'm an honorary member of the Historical Commission, and I've lived in Leverett since 1970.
My name's Leighton LeClaire from Jackson Hill. Born in Moore's Corner. Married in Moore's Corner. Probably be buried in Moore's Corner.
Can you spell your name?
Leighton is L-E-I-G-H-T-O-N.
Okay.
You want LeClaire spelled?
Yeah, please.
L A capital C L A I R E.
Okay, thanks.
How many years did you attend primary school?
8 years. I started in this school when I was third grade through the eighth grade. The first three were in North Leverett School, which is now the Sunday school rooms, but North Leverett Baptist Church. And my aunt was my teacher.
Wow.
That must have been good and bad.
Excuse me?
That must have been good and bad.
Well, it was. She made me stand in a corner when I didn't do things just her way. Or, more punishment, we had to sharpen all the pencils. So that wasn't too bad. You get used to making them nice and sharp on the ends.
Now it's not too hard. You just put it in the pencil.
It's all electric?
Yeah.
You didn't have to turn the crank?
No.
Is that considered punishment or something you have
it's
to do?
It's just a job.
Just a job in a school.
What do you think is the most significant difference between when you went to school and now?
Probably the bathrooms. First through third grade, we had this little hut out by the brook. That was the bathrooms out there. One of them said boys, and the other one, of course, said girls.
A little hut?
Yeah. Do you know what a two-holer is?
No.
Well, it was a board you sit on, like this table, and there was a hole about as big as this, and that's your bathroom. You sit on the hole, and there was no wall between it. It was just a wall around the outside, so.
Wow.
The boys couldn't peek through the wall and see the girls in there, or vice versa. So now you don't have to go outside. Even in the winter, you just go down the hall to the nice, warm, flush toilets. So that was a very significant difference in my life.
What did your classroom look like?
It was just one room, just a little desk. And they had no walls between first grade, second grade, third grade. It was all one room. And guess what?
What?
My desk often had my dog. I'd walk to school a mile, my dog would lay right there on the floor by my desk until recess time, or then time to go home, and the dog would follow me back to the farm.
You could bring dogs to school.
Well, I was the only one. Maybe because my aunt was a teacher, I don't know. But I had a nice dog, collie dog from the farm. Great woodchuck dog.
I need him.
You got woodchucks. Yeah.
What was the dog's name?
Teddy.
Teddy.
Yeah.
How many students were in your class? How many were in your school?
Oh, there was probably less than 10, maybe 10 in my class. And we came down here, of course, all the other schools consolidated, so there must have been about 25 in our class. I don't know exactly. Not too many of them alive today. I remember about 10 in my first grade, probably second grade, I don't know, something like that.
When you came down here, it was third grade?
It was fourth grade.
Fourth grade.
Yeah.
And were the fourth and fifth graders together?
I don't remember. Could have been.
Or third and fourth? Or
could have been.
But in North Leverett, all the grades were together.
Yes. North Leverett was one, second, and third, fourth, I think, and the rest of them were at Moore's Corner School.
All the grades were in one room.
Oh, yeah. Either at North Leverett with the small kids or at Moore's Corner with the older kids.
How were the grades separated?
Probably by aisles, I don't know. It's just up to the teacher to figure out what grade you were in and give you that corresponding work, you know. You wouldn't get third grade work if you were in first grade. It was all in one room.
Quite
Who's
different,
up?
Huh?
How were the grade levels organized?
How were the grade levels?
How did the teacher teach so many grades at once?
I don't know.
Did you feel like you didn't get enough attention?
Energy?
Attention.
Attention? Oh, yeah. Teachers are good. They had eyes in the back of their heads.
So if the teacher was teaching or working with the third graders, and you were in a little different part of the room, you could actually hear what they were doing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Did you listen to them or did you do your own work?
I didn't listen to anybody, Edie. I suppose you'd pick up on some of the things that they were going over, so when you get to be that age, you knew a little bit, maybe if you listened to them. I guess we had our own work to concentrate on. Plus I had to pat the dog.
Yes, of course. Did you, maybe you didn't, but did some of the kids in your class skip a grade by doing just what you suggested, that they were listening to the higher grade kids and remembered the stuff that they taught? So when they got to that higher grade, they already knew the stuff?
Good example is my sister. She skipped a grade. Of course, I was too stupid. I didn't get all my work done on time, so I didn't. Yeah, that happens.
Okay.
I don't know if they do that anymore. Nobody skips a grade. No.
A little bit, though.
Yeah. What else you got?
Do you remember any of your teachers?
Do I remember them? In my dreams? Yeah. They were all very nice, you know. They liked to help us all they could. Good people.
Do you remember any names?
Mrs. Briggs lived over here by the lake. When I got down here, she was teaching 6th, 7th, and 8th, I think. Of course, my Aunt Lowell's Dunbar. I had a teacher for mother, so it helped, you know. She would come home and correct papers after supper at night, and I would help a little bit. And later on, after I went to, after graduating from this school, went to high school, the superintendent of the schools would come and visit her because she was still a teacher in our house, so wasn't really afraid of the superintendent, have to go to his office, you know. You ever have to go to the principal's office? You're kind of scared. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, these guys would come and visit my mother because teacher conferences or whatever they were. So I knew the people.
Do you feel that that helped you in your schoolwork?
I don't know. I was never a top student anyway. Just probably wasn't as nervous if I had to go to the principal's office or something. Because you knew these people.
Did you ever have to go to the principal's office?
Next question, please.
What were your teachers like? Or actually, you already answered that. So. Was it cold in your school in the winter?
We had a wood stove in the middle of the room. We'd have to bring the wood in from the woodshed out, connected to the building, and pile it around the stove, and somebody, probably the teacher, would control how hot it was and throw a stick of wood in.
Was that a punishment, putting the wood?
No, I don't think so. It's just more like survival. Keep the wood in the stove so you keep warm. Stove would kind of be in the middle, and the great long stove pipe would go all the way across and out through the wall. But you don't have that now. You got every warm classroom is natural, solar or radiant or whatever. Good question, though.
Thanks. Was it cramped in your school or class?
Not too cramped. Pretty much spread out, like this room here. You'd have room to move around. Mm. All the desks in a row. Probably this much room between each row, so the teacher could go down and look at you when you're doing your work. There was enough room. Yeah. Mm.
Did the kids from who were the same age kind of sit together? Like if you were first graders, you were 6 years old or something, did you sort of sit with other six-year-olds?
I suppose, I remember it that way, yeah. Don't remember third grader next to my desk or somebody else, you know, it's like in order.
Well, it makes sense, because yeah. You'd be doing the same work.
Yeah, so you can look over and see what the answer was in the other person's desk.
What time did school start
then? Oh, I guess it was probably 7:30 in the morning. I don't remember what time we get out. It was afternoon before I came down here, the little school in North Liver. I had to walk a mile to get there and walk a mile to go home.
Oh, wow. That must have taken a while.
All kinds of weather.
Uphill, too.
Snow up to your belt buckle and just keep on going.
What did math books look like? What did you learn in math?
Math books? I don't remember. Just different pages, like problems. Just put down the answers on the printed problems. Probably you have the same thing there. No? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably not a hardcover, just a softcover math book. So when you get done the year, you would just give it back to the school.
Give it back to the school?
Yeah.
What was recess like?
Recess was fun. That was the best time of the school day. It was like you kick the ball around or run around and get exercise. I don't remember any games. Used to play all around the church in North Liberty. Then you come down here, right over there by that little hut out there underneath the trees, there was a lot of little rocks. And I remember going out there about your age and digging tunnels in these little rocks. I don't know whether they came up from the back and down in there. Have you ever been down in there? Is there a brook there?
Yeah.
Are there clams in it? I used to find clams in there.
I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah. So that was fun, making that little stone hut out in those trees. And probably all torn apart now. I remember the clams in that brook. I don't think we ever ate any of it because they were probably no good.
Did you have any playground equipment?
Oh yeah, we had jungle gym and merry-go-round. Thank you, Edie. Here's to see how fast we can go then hang out over the edge. I knew a person who had one of those. I don't know if you have them here now or not.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they bought them.
There's one at the Cushion Market, though.
Jungle Gym was a bunch of bars. You go way up high, about as high as the ceiling, and hang from the top bar. Just like a circus act.
So that was here in this school?
Yeah.
And in North Leverett, did you have any equipment?
I don't think we had a thing, no.
Just played ball games and tag and that sort of thing when you were little?
Yeah. Just get fresh air. There was a brook going down next to the, goes underneath the road there now, which I always did. Go down and jump on the rocks and see who could get back to class without getting wet feet.
Some people have told us stories about how they got absorbed in walking in the woods or something and forgot to come back, came back a little late.
Yeah. Time to sharpen pencils.
How long was recess? How many times a day did you have recess?
I think we had one recess. I don't remember too many more. And then we had lunchtime. We used to carry our lunch in a lunchbox. With the round covers, you know, you carry those? No, you eat in the cafeteria.
Well, we bring lunch.
In your pocket or lunchbox?
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
But they're not, they're different.
They're square?
Yeah.
With a flat cover?
They're not usually square, they're like different sizes. And
you may have like mesh or cloth.
Yeah. And it has like cooler things inside.
Yeah.
So
enough to get you through till supper time.
Yeah. What games did you play at recess?
Probably tag, kick the ball, I don't know. Nothing too great.
Did you ever get wet going from rock to rock there in the brook?
Probably.
Those rocks are still there, I think.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're there.
They're covered with grass, though, or moss, no.
Didn't fall in too many times, I remember. I guess we weren't supposed to go down there.
Some people come back soaked, like fully soaked, like head to toe.
Have to go sit by the stove and get warmed up, huh? What else you got?
What did you eat at school? What did you have for snack? What did you eat for lunch?
Whatever was in my lunchbox. I didn't have any food at the school. No snacks or nothing at school. You have to bring anything you wanted in your lunchbox.
Do they serve lunch at school?
No.
Could you eat whatever you wanted to?
They served lunch here when you came down to this big school. No, you couldn't eat during classroom time. You had to wait till lunch.
Do you remember what you brought for lunch?
Oh, probably a bologna sandwich and a Oreo cookie and some milk in the thermos. Raw milk from the farm.
Of course.
Of course, raw milk.
Where was the farm? I mean, where your mother lived there?
Yeah, I was in Jackson Hill. Lots of cows you had to take care of.
Across the street, maybe? Were they across the street? Did you have cows?
No. In the barn. Same side.
Oh, I didn't know that before. And did you have to help with the cows at all?
Oh yeah. All the way through high school. After I graduated from here, I went to New Salem Academy where it was an agricultural school, so you teach you how to be a farmer. Grade 9, 10, 11, and 12.
What were your classmates like?
Excuse me?
What were your classmates like?
classmates differed from really pretty girls to guys who were just old hillbillies. They were nice kids, just like all your classmates. You love them all dearly, and you think of them the rest of your life, how they're doing, where they are, you know. What you got now?
Can I ask a question about that? Was it different from the kids that you went to school with in North Leverett in the young grades to the kids that when you came over here and there were kids from all the different schools coming, did you meet a lot of new kids? Did it feel different?
They were basically the same. Kids are kids. They get along. I saw more of a difference when I went to high school, because kids would come from Hubbardston, Phillipston, Tully, New Salem, Barry. They were all over, and you get different perspective on how they were educated and how they were. Not so much here, because still Leverett, although we didn't know them because they were from East Leverett School or higher up in grade.
Mm-hmm.
To get all thrown into one big pile of new, older kids, you know. Older boys will always pick on the younger ones, yes, just pecking order, you know. You ever pick on a second grader? Yeah. Third grader?
Well, he's younger brother.
Yeah.
He has a younger brother. I have an older brother. He picks on me.
Yeah. More questions.
Do you remember getting bullied in school?
No, I wasn't receiving it. I was more on the giving end. I was taught not to bully people, but it happens. Not much, but just a little.
What was your favorite part?
Recess. I liked geography. I liked to study the world and see where the countries are and the rivers dividing different states and how the tropical map varies from our area, like the Swiss Alps and the plains of Hadley, you know? Why was it different? It's all one earth. It intrigued me. Good question.
What classes or subjects did you have?
Reading, writing, arithmetic, recess. Geography.
So like a regular?
Regular old classroom stuff, yeah.
Do you remember the order of what your classes were each day, or subjects each day?
No, but I think it was always the same. Like, you start off with history, math, whatever. I don't think it changed by day. Yours always the same every day?
It's mostly the same.
Yeah.
Did you have different strategies for learning?
Different
strategies for learning?
No, didn't really have a strategy, just trying to get through, get the right answers, whether I'm doing homework or answering questions in school. Just always do your best. No strategies.
What did you write on and what did the teacher write on?
The teacher always had blackboards, real slate blackboards, the kind that you scrape your finger on it and send shivers up your back.
Okay.
Now I guess their compositions are cardboard or something.
Right,
things.
Just
yeah.
Marker on it.
Put the marker on it and you can erase it.
Yeah.
We had the regular chalk, and that was another thing. Maybe as punishment, maybe just a job in school to clean the eraser after they got done erasing all the chalk off the board. You had to go out, bang the eraser on the back house wall.
Yeah, get the dust out, right?
Yeah, let it blow off into the wind.
Yeah.
How'd you get graded?
Same, I guess, as today. A's, A plus, I didn't see any of those. B's, C's, B plus, C minus, you know. I guess we got report cards twice a year. I used to be nervous when I knew report card day was coming. I didn't want to take it home and show Mom because I knew she'd say I could do better. Because she was the teacher, like I told you, but try to get the best mark you can.
Yeah. How are you complimented for good work?
Oh. I don't know if there was any rewards per se. It was like, good job. That is it. Maybe you got an extra cookie at supper. Who knows?
What happened if you failed a test?
If I failed a test, a big F. I don't know. I don't think I was allowed to retake the test. I probably wasn't thrown into the fiery pit.
Could you get held back a grade?
No, if you flunked the whole year, like you didn't do any homework or didn't pay attention in class or just was a bad boy, I don't know if any of our classmates that did that or got held back a grade. It's just like there's so much room in school. If you held everybody back, then there wouldn't be any room in the schools because you got to push them through because more kids are coming.
Yeah.
In that kind of a concept.
Do you feel that your school prepared you for life beyond Leverett?
Not so much in the first grades, maybe more in high school. Don't know as it really prepared you for life too much, except give you the general smarts that you had to pay attention and learn what you could. It's all part of the learning process, I guess. Because you wouldn't want to graduate out of high school and go look for a job and you couldn't add up two and two to make it come up the correct answer. You gotta get all them gears lubricated in your mind to get you through life.
Mm-hmm. So maybe learning how to learn was something you were
Pretty
given.
Soon, yeah. Pay attention to what's in front of you.
Did you ever have homework?
Yeah, I had homework. Didn't always get it done. Had too much to do on the farm. Especially when I got to go on the bus to New Salem High School. I used to sit next to a classmate who had done all his homework because he wasn't as busy as I was at night. What you got for an answer there, Walter? And he'd write it down and I'd pass mine in. We'd both be right. So it was easier that way.
Walter who?
Carrie.
Oh, okay.
What were the basic rules?
Basic rules were not to get caught throwing spitballs.
I remember that.
What would happen if you got caught throwing spitballs?
Probably have to eat them.
Ew.
And we get scolded out in the hall. And you couldn't get the work done because you're standing out in the hall.
Would you
make up that work?
Oh yeah, probably, yeah. Then you'd be sorry you threw a spitball and got caught.
Did you ever pass notes to somebody else in the class?
Oh, probably. Who knows? Could be. I plead the fifth.
What punishments did students get?
When they were first punished, way back before I went to school, put your hand down there and they smack it with a roller. Can't do that nowadays, right? Well, I heard stories about they had a rubber hose. They hit you with a rubber hose. But those days are gone. You can't hit nobody anymore. Punishment was more like verbal lashing or go sit in the corner or you can't do that anymore.
We call that time out, right?
Yes. How'd you get punished?
I remember having to go out in the hall for doing something, probably pulling a girl's pigtails or something. Getting caught.
Did you ever put a pigtail into an inkwell?
Oh, probably.
We heard somebody whose pigtail got put in an inkwell. And she was too shy to say anything, so she passed a note to her sister.
You ever see an inkwell on a desk?
Not the inkwell, but I've seen
like that one there on that table. There was a little glass cup that would sit in it that you would put your fountain pen in, because you didn't have ballpoint pens. Mm-hmm. Fountain pen to go in there, and then you could write, but it could, it's like Abe Lincoln would use. And the ink was in the inkwell, you have to fill it up. Great place for pigtails to play.
What would happen if you were late for school?
Oh, nothing, I guess. I don't know if I was ever late. We used to pride ourselves in having perfect attendance or not being tardy, which would mean some mornings running a mile to get to school on time. And but down here, everybody was on time because you get on the bus and the bus was always on time. You get off the bus and come in, so you weren't late for school.
Yeah.
Everybody came on the bus. No parents dropped them off in the cars.
Would you go to school if you were sick?
Excuse me?
Would you go to school if you had a fever?
Didn't you hear you?
Would you go to school if you had a fever?
Oh, a fever. Yeah, but not too sick. A little fever. You don't want to miss school. Mm-hmm. Oh. Usually can't give a fever to somebody, right? But if you come down with something bad, I guess you stay home.
If you had to stay home, what did you do?
Probably had to weed the garden. So it's better to go to school, have more fun.
Was your school segregated?
It was, but it wasn't. We didn't have any black people in town. In no schools. They were all white. Probably not that way today.
We only have a couple in our school.
And Leverett is pretty much a white neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So we didn't even hear it. Well, we didn't know the word meant segregation back in the 50s. Well, weren't any black people in town.
How did you get to school?
The school was...
Did you drive the bus to one school?
I had to pick up the bus down the road a half mile.
Oh, so you still had to walk too?
Walk a half mile. And same with high school. I had to walk to the end of the road. which was Cave Hill Road. Very often the bus would be waiting and we'd have to run down the hill.
So you would miss it?
They would wait for us.
They would?
They wouldn't go without us. They knew we were coming.
How did you get to school in the snow?
In the snow? Snow didn't bother us. They never had any days off because of snow. People would plow the roads and the bus would just go. I don't ever remember having a snow day. Never.
And you said before you went on the bus, you walked through the snow.
Yeah, yeah.
Even the little kids.
Oh, yeah. Back then there was no fear. There was nobody out there harming people like there is nowadays. We would walk everywhere alone. There was no fear of anybody going to do something bad. There was a different civilization now. It's just, you can't go alone. You can't walk alone. You've got to protect yourself. We didn't have that back then. Everybody was nice to everybody.
Did you have any special classes like art or music?
We had music, and we had art. I don't know how many times a week, I don't remember. It was included in the curriculum. Yeah.
Did you have a gym class?
We had a gym class when we got down here, and the little school, before I came to this school, there was no gym. We just go outside and run around. But we had the nice gymnasium here, and we had special time for gym, whatever games we played, probably basketball and whatever. They did the exercise. We used to have like a PT class, jumping jacks and exercise that way. Any more questions? Good questions.
Great questions.
So, because you guys are so good, we got a price for you. All great grandpas always have some candy with them, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You like these? Huh? You like these?
Thank you.
Did you ask a question? You don't want to. Oh, Susan, you asked a question.
Thank you, Leighton. Are there other things that you might think of that, thank you so much, that you might want to share with us that the guys didn't ask? Things about families or, like, did you have brothers and sisters who were in your class in either the North Leverett School or up here?
Yes, one brother was closer. He's on the 15 months older. So he wasn't too far ahead, but my older sisters are not in the same area, so didn't really realize they were even in school. They graduated, but younger sister Sarah was a couple of grades behind, so didn't get to see her during school either, so.
And she never went to the North Leverett School, right?
Right.
Yeah, she
started
didn't.
Started down here in the consolidated school, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the older brothers and sisters must have gone to North Leverett too then.
Oh yeah, or and North Corner.
Oh, in the upper grades.
Yeah. That's right, Edie.
Do you remember anything they had happen to them there, or any stories from what they told you when they got home from school?
No, I don't remember any stories. School day, just another boring day in life.
Doesn't sound like you had a boring school day.
I try not to ever have a boring day, you know? Always make it the best day of your life, because it could be the last day of your life. So, live it to the fullest. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Good job.
Yeah, you asked a good question.
Yes, they did. They can be news commentators someday.
Sports announcers.
Yeah.
Dad,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mr. LeClaire, can I take a photograph of you?